Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad.
So when you're in that high cortisol state, as it's often referred to, your digestion sucks, your immune function sucks, and you're very likely to get...
Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhance pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free.
I want to talk about the biochemistry of overtraining. I think it's extremely important for athletes, fitness enthusiasts, to understand what is going on in the body, particularly with how the fight or flight response can give you some adaptations for a short duration of time. When you're overdoing it and burning the candle at both ends, your body will respond with the production of stress hormones that get you through those long-term family crises at the hospital vigil, where you're going for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks without enough sleep, without enough food. You're in a crisis breaking up with your mean boyfriend or girlfriend, and you know you're dysregulated, you're not hungry, but you still wake up at 6 a.m. wide awake every day, and you can't go to sleep until after midnight because of the stress response. But on all these examples, and especially when it comes to you're training great, you're upping your weekly mileage in preparation for the marathon or the big triathlon coming up, what happens is you are borrowing time, liquidating your assets, as Dr. Tommy Wood describes, and paying the price later, because the body's stress response, the fight or flight mechanisms, are extremely delicate and designed for emergency use only. This is one of our most prominent evolutionary adaptations. When we face a life or death threat, the fight or flight response kicks in instantly, and we start to release these adaptive hormones into the bloodstream, most notably cortisol. You've heard it called adrenaline. You've heard it called all kinds of things, where we're just amped up and we experience all these different immediate physiological changes: elevated heart rate, elevated body temperature, elevated respiration, heightened cognitive function. Remember, the fight or flight response kicks in under all forms of stimulation that are perceived to be fight or flight, perceived to be typically in our primitive brain, they're perceived as life or death. But sometimes today, life or death could be an argument with the mean girlfriend. It could be your turn to do the presentation in the conference room, or of course, your turn to get into the blocks and compete in the Masters 100 meter race for the first time, having a whole lifetime of being an endurance athlete. Oh boy, I can't wait for that day, but I'm definitely going to be into heightened fight or flight. So let's talk about the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. This is a complex feedback loop responsible for the body's reaction to outside stimuli from the environment. Under normal circumstances, the hypothalamus, which you probably know is the control tower for all manner of endocrine and metabolic function in the body, the hypothalamus interprets these stimulatory signals from the environment. Remember, I mentioned argument with girlfriend, getting into the blocks for 100 meters, making a presentation in the conference room. So the interpretation is there, and then the pituitary gland is directed to make important neurotransmitters like epinephrine, norepinephrine, the adrenaline cocktail, as well as cortisol, and then the adrenal glands release these hormones into the bloodstream, right? The pituitary gland makes the hormones, the adrenal gland releases the hormones, and you experience appropriate elevated physical and cognitive function in response to the environmental, I could say stressor, but I'm going to say stimulation because we use the term stress in a negative context, but stress can be either negative or positive. So if you look on the internet, you can Google those charts of the most stressful experiences in one's life. And it's like a death of a partner or family member, number one. Number two is wedding day. And hopefully that's not because you're going through with it, even though you think you're making a mistake. The reason it's up there is because it's such a high stimulatory event to be the bride or the groom or what have you, that it's right up there on the list with the tragic occurrences that are, of course, highly stressful in a negative context. So when that stressor is experienced, the HPA, the axis, kicks into gear, and all these processes occur where you're getting the elevation of cognitive and physical function. When you're in this state, and I'm talking about the extreme examples of, you know, running for our lives from the predator, and so your heart rate is banging out of your chest, and you're sweating, and you're shaky, that's the extreme immediate fight or flight stimulation. But we also have a modern condition of chronic fight or flight overstimulation, where we're just getting a drip, a constant drip of these stress hormones in the bloodstream in an inappropriate manner that serves to lead us to eventual demise because we are abusing this very delicate fight or flight response. And that's the essence, the battle of modern life is to deliver appropriate brief fight or flight stressors to become more resilient and stronger against all forms of stress and try to mitigate the chronic overproduction of fight or flight hormones due to unending types of stimulation in hectic, high-stress modern life. Because what happens when you overstress yourself in a chronic manner? The HPA axis becomes dysregulated. This means that instead of even a appropriate mild fight or flight stimulation, you respond poorly to all manner of life engagement. You are not even releasing normal levels of cortisol and other important hormones, dopamine, norepinephrine, all the cocktail of hormones that give us cognitive function, alertness, and physical function, because you're in a state of what we often refer to as burnout. Getting up in the morning becomes a burden because the natural spike in cortisol that helps you get moving has become compromised. Routine metabolic, hormonal, cognitive, and immune functions are compromised, eventually, very likely, triggering serious health issues. Remember, when you are in fight or flight, all other metabolic and hormonal and immune functions are set aside so that you can run away from the tiger or stand vigil at the hospital for 7 weeks, or run 73 miles in a week as you prepare for the marathon. So your digestive system is typically one of the first things to go. I found that with many endurance athletes that I train with, where you'd get stomach problems when your training was a little bit too stressful, because we don't need to be digesting food appropriately when we're in a battle for life or death, right? So digestion goes down, as well as immune system gets suppressed due to the lack of importance in comparison to the immediate fight or flight stimulation. So when you're in that high cortisol state, as it's often referred to, your digestion sucks, your immune function sucks, and you're very likely to get anything from a minor cold or a minor digestive issue to stuff that becomes a lot more serious when chronic fight or flight overstimulation becomes a pattern in your life. You've heard of leaky gut, and related symptoms are, in many cases, can be traced back to overly stressful lifestyle patterns, compromising gut health, especially when you throw nasty food down the gut too, while it's being working suboptimally due to chronic fight or flight overstimulation. And you can learn all about people that have really trashed their systems with these common illnesses, such as thyroid dysfunction, adrenal burnout, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, an assortment of autoimmune conditions that are traced to chronic fight or flight stimulation, suppression of normal immune function such that you experience autoimmunity, and terrible things like that that, lead to really disastrous chronic illnesses. But I also want to close by mentioning that in many cases, including my own personal experience, this chronic fight or flight overstimulation leading to burnout can manifest with no illness whatsoever. So this happened to me on two distinct periods during my 9-year triathlon career, where I just got completely fried from all the global travel and the competition, and was exhausted for a period lasting around 6 weeks. I could not get up off the couch without feeling fatigued, and just the thought of walking down, it was a pretty long driveway, but the thought of walking down my driveway to the mailbox was just daunting. And if I did it, I'd have to come back and rest on the couch. So my body was destroyed. I was in and out of a variety of doctor's offices and getting a whole bunch of expensive medical tests, blood tests, trying to figure out what the heck was wrong with this guy who was a world-ranked racer on the circuit a month or two before, and now I couldn't get off the couch. And no one ever found anything clinically wrong with me. So the overtraining burnout condition can be subclinical, such that you can go into the blood lab and deliver positive results and have the doctor come back and say, wow, you're a really healthy, fit specimen. But wait, doc, why can't I get off the couch and jog 2 miles when previously I was running 50 miles a week, biking 300 and swimming another 10? So that's a problem with modern life, is your stress hormone system will carry you as far as it can go and fight valiantly to allow you to continue to absorb the chronic stress of those high weekly mileage or that travel and that competitive schedule that I referenced. It'll try, and then it'll, in many cases, make it feel like you've just fallen off a cliff, because when that HPA axis, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, becomes exhausted, you are in big trouble. And if that little gentle circadian influenced cortisol spike does not happen in the morning, let me tell you, it's a difficult task just to get your butt up and get out of bed and walk down to the coffee pot or whatever, something that you're going to further exhaust and overstimulate the fight or flight responses in the body. So the idea here is to be aware of how the endocrine system works. And in further shows, I'm going to give you some specific and precise symptoms to pay attention to, so that when you tiptoe into the world of chronic fight or flight overstimulation, you can take immediate corrective action.
I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, does this stuff really work? And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation, where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey. Thank you so much for listening to the BRAD podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.